In the world of international thrillers, every dashing agent has a keeper.
Even if you're Bond.
Moneypenny, where's 007?
He's on a mission, sir, in Austria.
Well, tell him to pull out. Immediately.
The Canadian-born actress Lois Maxwell, who played Moneypenny, died this past weekend at age 80. She embodied the saucy receptionist who kept track of Bond from 1962's Dr. No, set in Jamaica, all the way through 1985's A View to a Kill in the Soviet Union.
No one knew her as Jane, her character's first name. Moneypenny was the private secretary for M, the head of Her Majesty's Secret Service in the films. M gave the orders, but it was Moneypenny who was Bond's deft handler.
Good morning, Moneypenny.
James, why are you so late?
I fell out of an airplane without a parachute. Who's in there?
Q and the Minister of Defense.
You don't believe me, do you?
And you should go right in.
Yes, Moneypenny.
Maxwell gave sex appeal an edge to the character not found in the Ian Fleming novels. She was always on the verge of, but never actually giving in to, Bond's advances.
Moneypenny, what gives?
Me, given an ounce of encouragement. You never take me to dinner looking like this, James. You never take me to dinner, period.
I would, you know. Only Anne would have me court-martialed for illegal use of government property.
Flattery will get you nowhere, but don't stop trying.
Back in 1947, Lois Maxwell won the Most Promising Newcomer Golden Globe Award for her role in the Shirley Temple film That Hagen Girl. But it was with her role as Moneypenny in 14 Bond films that she left her cinematic mark. She played the character until she was 58, longer than any single male actor who played Bond, and in 1987, she passed the character off to the next generation.
Lois Maxwell died of cancer near her home in Perth, Australia, this past weekend.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.